if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Hi, Society Radio is the show you're listening to. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
You're listening to us on the More Like Radio podcasting network, morelikeradio.com. That's the network. That's how you listen to the rest of the wonderful shows on the network.
Like Big Kev's good stuff.
Yeah, they just finished up.
Big ups to Big Kev.
And Coke Logic, he does a segment on that show.
I didn't know Coke Logic did a segment on that show.
That's our boy,
yeah, it's
man.
It's called Game Stuff.
See, my problem is, what, 7 p.m. on Friday? My problem is I'm smoking dust 6 to 7. Aaron Hernandez style. Johnny, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dog. Somebody's going to rat you out. Is that what you mean?
I think I'm going to kill three people, and then someone's going to rat me out.
So you just smoke a bunch of dust and pretend we're all hanging out, listening to the show?
Yep.
I think a lot of our listeners do that, and bless them.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, dude, it's 6:45. We still have all this dust left. Let's get the smoke in it. Damn it, I'm high. But Chris, you hear that? This is a few weeks ago, but I know you don't give a fuck about sports. But you know, Aaron Hernandez, the guy, Patriot, that it came out in a Rolling Stone article that he's addicted to, or he was addicted to smoking PCP angel dust.
Before he was famous?
This was as he was famous.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's like one of the top five tight ends in all of the NFL.
Well, now we know why.
Dominatingly good. And a dust head the entire time.
Basically, he's the last Boy Scout. Have you ever seen that movie? That's what his life is, son. Because he's going through it.
He really should have pulled the piece.
Yeah,
right in the middle
of the field.
Oh, my God. That
would have been fine, dog.
Great.
He's in bad shape.
Yeah, now he's locked up.
Lost mad money.
But the same. So he did the author of this Rolling Stone article, you know, did this whole piece on him. And then I think the next day he said, I also think Aaron Hernandez is going to get off, and he'll be playing in the NFL within 3 to 4 years.
I'm not going to lie to you. If he gets off, he'll be back in the league. The league forgives murderers. But,
they might. You think they ban him for a year or something? Well, I guess if he's proven innocent, if he gets off on it, then... Right?
It depends how. Like, if his lawyer's just good at bullshit and he does the OJ, he's not coming back for a good 2 to 3 years. If it's, like, technicality shit and it's like, well, yeah, he probably didn't do it, he'll be back, right, like, 3 months. If there's any season left.
Yeah.
But I don't know, son. They got a motherfucking phone, camera, and all kinds of shit. That ain't looking good.
No. Wait, is it double murder, right?
Triple.
Jesus.
Was it triple
but
murder?
Three
no,
different,
no,
it's
two,
it's
man.
Not a triple murder,
two.
Right? It's three separate murders.
No, it's one
from
murder,
last year, and then a dude this year. That's
no,
two
dudes. You supposedly okay, shot so two dudes in a drive-by
it's
last
two murders,
year.
One
damn,
murder
you can't self-defense
one...
that shit.
And then he also shot his boy in the eye, who was suing him in civil court, who didn't want to press
was
charges.
Was it Bushwick Bill? Did he shoot him in the other eye?
Right,
I don't
hey,
think
man.
It was... Stop it.
All right, well, I don't... Some famous people just want to have a midget in their entourage. Who
oh,
the hell knows?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's how Bushwick Bill got famous in the first place.
Come on.
Hey, you're blowing top over that, huh, big man?
Come on!
Oh, man. But, hey.
Bronx Johnny, how are the Chicago Cubs, Chicago Bears going to do?
9-7.
We're past week one.
9-7. Got a good feeling. If Jay Cutler don't fuck up, we'll be all right. It's all on Jay Cutler, son. Defense is looking good. Brandon Marshall had a fucking great first game. I'm feeling good.
How about that Alshon Jeffrey, huh?
What? What do you want? He had a good game, too.
Yeah, he's nasty,
he's not fucking Matt Forte. Did you see Matt Forte just run through that defender and then piss on the sideline?
I can't believe...
He did that shit all in one play.
I can't believe Michael Bush vultured 3 touchdowns from
That's
Forte.
That's what I'm saying, son.
Enough of that. I know. I don't want to bore Chris with this whacked out
NFL
talk.
You're doing. I'm touching my cock.
I don't want to know that. B, I don't feel comfortable you touching your cock.
I'm looking at internet porn over here while you guys are. That's my sport.
Internet porn. I love this. You guys heard that the Sidney Leathers, the
Anthony Weiner's fucking side.
Boy. Anthony Weiner's side piece could have,
but not even really
HIV.
Well, oh, really?
Technically, yeah. He never piped, right?
No, he was just texting her.
Ah, fuck her then.
Wait, she might have HIV. Did she just do a porn?
Yeah, she did the masturbation, solo masturbation scene.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then she banged a dude who was supposed to look like Anthony Weiner.
And that dude banged some chick.
Who has HIV.
She played him. I watched the video after finding who she was, too. Which
she
was
may have
creepy.
Gotten HIV since going into porn.
No, she might have gotten HIV from the one scene she did with that dude.
Okay, so no, that's fine with me. Right. I thought she brought HIV into the porn community.
And they shut those wonderful people down.
You know how that shit works. It's like a fucking cold red. They shut down. But the chick that got the HIV, I felt bad for her. She was all right. She got some head skills. She won't be using those now. But
didn't Mr. Marcus recently go to jail for purposely giving a bunch of women syphilis?
He was accused, and they found out those were just allegations. So
he did 3 months.
No, he did it. There's no way he fucking did 3 months for that. They proved he didn't have this shit. Check it out. I'm pretty sure he didn't have it. Mr. Marcus is a cool friend of mine.
Mr. Marcus sent to jail for exposing co-porn stars to syphilis.
Oh, my God. He did time?
Yes. He only did 30 days.
So
I was wrong in the amount of time.
I
think he just pled guilty. But he did fake some stuff. He did fake some...
Now, like Aaron Hernandez, do you think he will come back?
I think he'll be right back in the league, swinging for the fences.
When the fuck did that even happen?
Huh?
That's not recently.
We're getting into those end zones.
Boy, I see what you did there. God damn, son.
Yeah, like, we can do a lot of porn puns that link with sports. So
that's crazy, son. He's a fucking, one of the fucking mainstays in porn, man. He used to wear the hat backwards and shit. Shitty hats. I know porn pays good money.
He wears
shitty
flex
hats.
Fit hats. I mean, come on, I can't get
that's,
behind that.
Yeah, I'm not rocking with that, Mr. Mark. Step your hat game up, B.
But anyway, so Cindy Leathers has AIDS. So...
She's allegedly, and
she also just got fake tits, liposuction, fake nose.
She spent all that money to segue her career into porn.
She should have been saving up for fucking treatment.
So Anthony Weiner just picked up this random hoe. Like that's what literally what she was. Just some random hoe from the middle of the country.
But I don't think he ever had any intention of meeting her and banging her.
But I'm saying
like a techno freak.
And then she gets famous off this, technically famous.
Yeah.
And then. Just immediately starts doing porn. Do you think just porn, porn is just so accepted now that even the average slutty hoe will be like, yeah, I'll do some porn for some quick cash. No one's really going to care.
The homemade shit blew it up. That's why anybody does porn out there. Like you could get...
Kim Kardashian is... I think that's the biggest example of how these kind of in the news... Like she wasn't even really in the news. She was just Paris Hilton's friend. And Paris Hilton blew up because of her sex tape. You know what I mean?
People knew who she was.
She was doing some modeling before that, but literally, I had no idea who Kim Kardashian was.
Well, I know Kim Kardashian. Her career actually did blow up off that.
Yeah,
Paris
that
was just.
First of all, you know how that was said to me? Yo, Ray J got a sex tape. There's this bad bitch with fat titties in it. You got to check it out.
Yeah, that's how.
How that was pitched to me to check out.
That's probably one of the worst porns I've seen too. I've seen a lot.
It was horrendous.
Like Ray J's just a fucking asshole. Like I get it. You got balls. Stop fucking showing them to me and shit. He's just close up.
It was supposed to be for just him. That's what he thought. I think Ray J was trapped.
Like fucking Eve did some shit back in the day. They said they had some shit with Ashanti. I never seen it, so I can't verify.
Isn't she dead?
No.
She's on...
It's Left Eye.
She's on Honey Nut Cheerio.
No, I was thinking of
Aaliyah. Oh, Aaliyah. Yeah, I can see that.
She had talent. God bless her, man.
Drink twice. Johnny, drink twice.
Oh.
Good.
Hop to it.
Oh, hey, that was last week.
God,
we're done with the hop puns.
Okay.
Yeah, God damn it. Week,
I'm hopping mad about this.
Shut the fuck up. God damn it.
Oh, God. Yeah, the jump to porn is almost alarmingly fast.
It's mainstream.
Or maybe it's great fast. It's
they do it. Look, here's the thing. This chick was just like, here's my ticket to making money on my first porn. And then once I get...
the career is not only going to last this one movie. She's not going to be a fucking porn star.
Well, not if she's got the hip.
Well, definitely. Well, there's a fucking genre for that, I'm pretty sure. There's got to be something out in Koreatown or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll film that in.
Yeah, you got so much AIDS. I love your AIDS all over my cock.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't feel comfortable.
The chick that got the HIV, I went and looked up one of her videos. She only actually had one video up on X Videos. I watched it. You know.
But you weren't getting off on the fact that she had AIDS.
I can't even call it.
Whatever.
This is.
I don't know. I was beating off to something.
Forbidden fruit.
It was like.
That's the last taboo now. Yeah. Fucking a porn star with AIDS.
Yeah, it's just like, I did something, I guess.
God damn it.
It's rough time, son. But like fucking Farrah Abraham's still doing good off. She's only going to do that one porn, though.
Here's the thing. I think.
It sucks.
All right. That's what I think. Farrah Abraham didn't just be like, oh, I'm going to do porn because I was in this teen thing. But she's got a history of bad decision making. Cindy Leathers was just like, oh, what? I'm going to leak this, get famous, be on the news, and then I'll do a porn. Because she saw Farrah Abraham, and who came before that?
No, but the masturbation shit she did was...
Ashley Dupree came before that.
Dupree did a porn?
I think she did a Penthouse spread.
Oh,
I forgot who Ashley Dupree was for a second. She was the prostitute, right?
Yeah, but there's been others that have just gone right... backdoor to China. You know what I mean? Just
Andy
like
Fisher did one. That shit was odd, actually.
I'm gonna get relatively famous for something and then suck a cock for a lot of money. You know what I mean? She probably got appearance fees for all those talk shows.
Yeah, but I think Farrah Abraham made better bank than Sidney Leathers, though, off of that.
The thing is, I think what it really is that the publishing industry isn't just throwing money at anybody involved in a scandal anymore, so now they got to suck a dick.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just like...
Octomom,
it's just like, no, sorry, we're not giving you a book
deal. We're so uninterested in you.
Shove this dildo in your ass or go home.
You think it ever's going to get to a point where the porn industry is like, no, we won't, we can't deal with you right now, right? No.
I mean, if people keep paying for it, they'll keep doing it.
They offered Paula Deen a deal and shit.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. It was in the news. They offered a fucking deal to do a fucking
deal. Did you read off kayfabenews.com?
The Onion? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Check Paula Deen. It was on TMZ, too. Paula Deen offered porn.
Yeah, I mean, I believe everything TMZ says. Paula Deen offered six-figure payday by porn.
See?
Oh,
if you can get your company in the fucking news, they don't care, man.
They did not pick a flattering picture of Paula Deen here.
There one?
I mean, I'm sure there's a better one than this. This is her crying on the Today Show.
So hot.
Maybe to make amends, she does a fucking feature film with Mr. Marcus. Who knows?
Pure Mature offered her six figures.
Yeah, that's a good website, son. I'd be watching that shit.
What?
Good times, though.
What do you watch?
Pure Mature.
Never been on there?
Can't say that I have been.
It's a good time, son. You ever get lonely? You want a fucking elderly woman to make you feel better? That's your website.
By elderly women, do you mean like in
Paula Deen-esque
MILF porns, or it's like a 24-year-old girl?
No, I'm talking about shorties on their like late 50s with gray on the bush. Like they're so wrinkly when they jerk you off, their hand comes out like all fucking normal and shit. That's how old they are.
This chick doesn't look that old. I'm on PureMature.com right now. No. These chicks don't look very old to me.
Go up to the fucking search engine.
Top rated. Let's go to their top rated. Again, these chicks don't look very old to me, Johnny.
No.
She's got a beat up
video. They changed the fucking site. It used to be older broads.
Well, there's Julia Ann. She's in her 40s.
She does for that MILF, that Cougar.com shit, too. She's a spokesman for them. She's blowing up.
PureMature.com has sold out, apparently.
That sucks.
Damn, they changed
I was looking
game,
for authentic... Fucking real deal DIY milk
flappy skins that look like
go to
gills.
X-Videos. Type in mature, almost dead, and you'll see some shit will pop up.
All right.
Why are you doing that?
Just type in mature. It's good stuff. So I kind of got into the genre. I'm like,
no,
word,
you didn't.
Son. Yes, I did.
You're watching old lady porn.
Yes. I don't know. It's something like mad romantic about a bitch offering you lemonade and then just blowing you and shit. It's crazy, son. All
right, I put mature, almost dead. It's just a bunch of Asian women in rape porn.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Johnny.
It's older women.
And there's some zombie porn.
There you go.
you've lied to us once again and made us
Shut
all look like fools
look.
On the
they
podcast.
They have old people on there.
I'm looking.
Just leave it at mature then. There you go. You know, technically, I can't do this bit on here, right?
You're doing the bit.
You are doing the bit.
It's just like, hey, Check out this porn clip. It's from a really weird old woman.
Put some just put mature. Put old or mature. There you go.
Ay,
que
fiebre, ay. Mature. Oh, yeah, these are some gross.
Yes, ain't that gross, dude?
You want to watch this lady?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah, that's a bad bitch right there. I've seen that one.
All right, we'll just watch her talk once they start.
Put the volume up.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what.
She's kind of young.
You suck my cock and swallow my whole load.
Only if it's a big load.
Look at that.
Oh, the broad. They just want some dick.
Apply. And as long as your credit checks out.
Oh, she just wants a house.
She's an older bro. It's harder for them to find work.
Nah, once the cock comes out, I'm closing the website.
Yo, you fucking do Craigslist fishing.
Those are still photos. Those are still photos.
Only if it's a big load. Then can you co-sign on this mortgage for me? Jesus.
I guess she's baby talking. Like, she's clearly just a stripper who's still used to baby talking as an old lady.
Yeah, that's what
all women do.
It's so hot.
Every woman I've ever had sex with is like, is it going to be a big cock? That's a real thing that happens in life.
I'm sorry, it's not too real for you, babe, man. Big man and shit. You ever fucked a lady that needed a house, son? Because apparently they talk like that when they need a house. You got to check your credit score and shit.
I think we should all get into the real estate game then. That's what's going on.
There's a bunch of those.
Hey, guess what, guys? Did you rape anyone today? No? Well, I did.
Because that's basically what that is.
If
they're willing participants in something like that, is that not still...
I don't know. It's they're
loopholes to that shit and all that.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. As long as we continue in our porn talk, we might as well talk about that
Mr.
guy.
Miramax. I forgot the dude's name. There you go.
Yeah, he routinely...
It wasn't Harvey Weinstein, was it?
No, never. Speak fucking bad of Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein's a fucking man forever.
So this guy was basically booking porn stars and saying that he just filming
them. Technically, they were escorts. They weren't even porn stars. He told them they were there for a porn movie, though, is how it went.
Okay. It says he is a movie executive. He could say that.
Yeah, and then he'd get away with the, like, oh, well, yeah, you're a prostitute, but if I'm filming you for porn shit and all that, apparently you're fine. You don't get arrested for
that. Well, apparently...
Yeah, we're making a movie.
Apparently
right?
his porn scenes leaked to thedirty.com.
That's... I hate that fucking website. They just snitch on people.
What is that? I never even heard of that website.
Yeah, like, sometimes you'll see stories like, oh, my ex-boyfriend has some text messages. It's like just whack-ass shit. It's just some hate-ass website and shit.
Oh, it's just... Okay. So it's just, it's people posting texts.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like,
up.
Yo, they fucking snitching on you and shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
A man has no fucking free time anywhere now. And then you got chicks like fucking trying to track you or going through your shit. And then you're a bad guy because you delete the text messages. Oh, who was this girl? Why did she send you a text at 2 a.m.?
Here we go. Some of the girls were like saying that they had second thoughts because porn films are not typically shot at night or in Malibu.
There you go.
There you go.
What are we doing in Malibu? I don't suck dick in Malibu for some $4,000.
In the valley where it's legal.
Well, not anymore, right? Like, it's still legal, but you have to use a condom.
Yeah.
Boo!
They were probably like, hey, where's the bang bus? I thought this was a bang bus production.
You shut your mouth, whore.
Your cock isn't very big. Are you sure this is...
I said shut your mouth, whore.
He was like, hey, do you mind if Danny Trejo gets in on this?
He's just hanging out. It's crazy. This is my life.
He's
I don't know
what to say.
Cameraman
and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll put you in Machete Kills or whatever.
Mel Gibson's in it.
Yeah. Shout out to Mel.
Wait, Mel Gibson is in this guy's porn,
no.
too?
Well, hey, you never know.
You got that Expendables money. Oh, this chick is pretty good that he banged. Sarah Shevin.
Is that her?
Yes, yeah, one of them.
Damn, she's an escort, too. That means if you got the payday, you can pipe that. You told me, too, you can fucking get so
free,
right?
For Disney. He's done.
Nah, he's fine. It's Hollywood. They take care of their own out there.
Disney?
He'll be fine.
Disney might be sending a hit squad out to kill this guy so they don't besmirch their good name.
Damn, yeah, he looks creepy in that picture and shit. Looks like he got lightning bolt eyes or whatever. That's fucking
weird. Once you know somebody's a creep and you see a picture of them, you kind of always think the picture's creepy.
That's not true. What you call it? Ted Bundy came off as kind of normal in the pics. If you didn't know he did what he did, you would be like, yo, Ted Bundy, kind of normal motherfucker, yo. Wayne Gacy, not so much. Wayne Gacy, not so much.
That's what it said on Ted Bundy's business card. Ted Bundy, a kind of normal motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, son, it was.
So you're coming out in defense of Ted Bundy?
I'm not saying what he did was right.
Wait a
second, just
are you trying to get
tell.
This Ted Bundy, Paula Deen porn going?
If they didn't take care of him in that shower that time, I would have said, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, cool. I think people would watch that. Oh, he called himself Mr. Rich. Oh, man, his house is pretty nice, though.
He blew it.
Yeah, it looks like a porn star house.
Yeah, it does
or
look like
a porn house.
There's a tennis court, And
they got those.
The pool is in a circle. I feel like the pool has to be a circle for it.
It's an infinity pool. You can't have fucking holes on it.
Yeah.
Damn. I kind of find that funny that the chick was like, oh, I don't want to fucking Malibu. Like, they have standards of where they want to film.
Maybe there's not much filming over there. Who knows?
It's just weird.
Dumb whores.
I mean, I like that he was thinking, though. I mean, a lot of people are just like, let me call this whore.
Well, technically, though, like, he's not getting into any legal trouble. He lost his job, which was a dickhead move. But, you know, that's slick fucking handling. That's some executive shit right there. He found a loophole.
Yeah, but since he wasn't planning to make it into a porn, could these girls then say it's rape?
No, because he filmed it. Technically, and when
I'm sure there was a contract. I'm sure he had him sign a contract if he was going to make them.
I don't know if he did that. I know that when they filmed and their agents hit him back up, he was like, "Yeah, we're not going to use this footage."
It's a pretty new story. I doubt they've even released the contracts yet. So it's like, even if he has the contracts, he's holding them in case this goes to court somehow.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not that dumb.
He's got mad contracts. He's a baller.
Oh yeah.
They give, as soon as you hit baller status, they just give you a stack of contracts. They say all sorts of different shit. It's like Mad Libs. You just write.
You can't fuck me right now. I got a contract.
Oh yeah, he's on some fucking WWE villain type shit.
He's the money in the bank.
He's done. He's part of the corporate ministry.
you believe what a lot of people say about Disney. It is a corporate ministry to the devil.
Wow, so libertarian movement again?
That's not libertarian at all. That's just some crazy internet shit. All right,
take down the big man. Go with it.
Sounds like libertarian propaganda to me.
Oh yeah, so matter of fact,
you would say that.
Happy belated birthday to your dear leader, Ron Paul. Oh man, he got that X-Men money.
You fucking watching that Ron Paul network shit?
No, I haven't checked it out at all.
Yo, he launched that shit already?
Yeah.
Damn. He's fucking with Glenn Beck money because Glenn Beck got his own shit too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, he doesn't have a channel though. It's the internet.
No, Glenn Beck has a channel on cable and everything.
Yeah, but does
he doesn't? The fucking Blaze is just a internet channel.
No, it's on cable. I have it on my Optimum shit.
I don't know if you're.
I'm telling you right now. Hold on, I'll get you a channel number.
Fine, give me a channel number.
Hold on.
Make me look like an asshole again.
Blaze.
It's about that time of the show.
It's every 15 minutes. Oh, well, Chris is talking out of his ass. Let's make him look like an asshole.
I call it ad-libbing. That's what I would say.
Yeah, Cablevision picks up Glenn Beck internet channel. I know I've seen it on there. What's the number?
Well, that's good for Glenn Beck.
He's making money, son.
Remember when he was just so gigantic on Fox News?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I guess that's about a year that he was able to keep that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he blew that himself, right? Fox ain't let him go. He dipped, right?
No, Fox let him go because sponsors stopped dropping out.
Yeah, sponsors were dropping out even despite he still had the highest ratings on the network.
Yeah, that was crazy. I know him and whatchamacallit had a little fucking internal beef. O'Reilly?
Well, I mean, if you were Bill O'Reilly, you'd be pretty pissed off, too.
Yeah.
Different fucking time slots, too.
Yeah, but big dog, now you're not big dog anymore. You're going to be a little pissed.
Yeah, O'Reilly's the big dog of that goddamn place.
He runs that shit with an iron fist.
Also, didn't O'Reilly go to Harvard? A lot
the
of other stuff.
What does that mean? Glenn Beck's a fucking idiot. No,
yeah, Glenn Beck's a retard.
Yeah, he's just completely just a fucking nonsensical.
How many people watch his
jackass
channel?
I don't care.
Man, he has a fucking big time radio
show. Any of them
want to
have
books.
A problem with me, they can just say, they can address me on the internet.
Oh, I forgot you got fucking Magneto backing you up, right? Ron Paul, he's gonna just show up, start crushing cars and shit.
I hope so.
But I like this fucking, in this country, you got loony bins that fucking make money out the ass. Him, Sarah Palin. What's that other dude?
Yeah, of course.
What's that motherfucker? Fat face motherfucker. Black hair. He said that.
Barney Frank?
No. He was saying that, that school massacre was like a fucking red flag and shit.
Oh, Alex Jones?
Yeah, that motherfucker.
That's my N-word right there, Alex Jones. There's one guy talking seriousness.
I can't stand that motherfucker, yo.
Now look who's being an asshole.
Oh, yeah, no, but I get into fucking Facebook arguments with people. And the dudes are mad cool till I bring up Alex Jones. Like, fuck Alex Jones. They're like, nah, dude, you got to open your mind and shit. Like, really? And they listen to the podcast. I'm like, fuck.
Listen.
Well.
Alex Jones is just asking questions. I mean, he's trying to avoid a
prison
planet. All
right, shut the fuck up. Oh, I hate that motherfucker with a passion.
All right, Johnny. You used to hide your cum from women, right?
I used to freeze it and hide it. Yes.
Yeah. Just because you didn't want women to get themselves pregnant with your cum.
Not at all.
Okay. You know what? Women have found a loophole to that.
How you figure?
They're selling fake positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist so that they could trap a dude, and that's that. Then they'd just be like, oh, yeah, you don't need to use condom anymore because I'm already pregnant. Just jizzing me. And then they have a real kid.
I don't play that game. If they tell me they're pregnant, we taking a walk down to fucking Planned Parenthood and shit. I'm like, if you love me, you'll do this.
And if they say no,
it's a classy move.
As long as they're standing near a flight of steps, Johnny will take care of it.
I'm
right?
not going to push a but girl down the steps.
$25 for a pregnancy test.
So this is purely for...
For trapping men. Why else would it be there?
Terrible. Terrible.
That's
This
horrifying.
Woman said in the first ad, since I became pregnant, I have been asked numerous times for a positive test, so I decided to start.
What world is this woman living in?
Apparently where you can fucking bank up on lies and fucking hurting other people. What a cunt, man. But then, you know, you got girls out there, yeah, you get them, sister, and shit like that.
Here's the thing. This was picked up by a website. I think the article I have here is on Salon. But this was picked up, so I guess it was picked up here, and then this is a follow-up. So then because some woman saw that, she started selling them in Central Jersey. And here's somebody asking for a positive pregnancy test or pregnant woman's urine so she can make her own.
How much are they getting for this?
$25.
That's it?
But I mean, $25 to take a piss ain't bad.
But you still got to buy the fucking strips, I'm saying. And well, I don't know how they doctor them. I guess they get a pregnant chick to piss
on them. I'm sure
they
don't pay for the strips.
They have like a pregnant woman fucking latched down or some shit. Oh, they just make a piss.
This woman in Texas is charging $30. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the price to trap your man.
That's some bullshit. And then the dude ends up fucking having to pay. You remember that story about that guy in Detroit? Ended up paying child support for 18 years. His son died like when he was 5. And a woman kept collecting child support.
Oh, he just didn't tell him?
She just didn't tell. Like, he couldn't verify because he was in another part of the country fucking. And he would send money to always pay. And then somehow he found out. And it was like, fuck, she didn't do any time for it. Nobody called her out. That's some hard shit, man. Like, I know there are a lot of scumbag dads out there. I'm not going to say no. But there's a lot of shit women do that's really fucked up, man.
Yeah. Like this. And yeah. Also,
Ray Carruth handled it right, if you remember that.
Did you hear about the boyfriend tracker app?
No,
what's this?
They took it down already off Google, but basically a girl would have to grab your phone. She'd install this app. It goes invisible. She installs the same app on her phone, and she could just follow everything you're doing.
Wait, follow like GPS or follow
GPS,
what you're doing on your phone?
All your texts, everything you do on
She'd
your phone.
She'd have your Facebook password and all that?
Yeah, she would just see your Facebook. If you were on Facebook, she would just see your Facebook activity and who you were messaging.
I don't trust bitches with my phone, man. I don't trust bitches with my phone at all.
You know what? Like, if you go to wipe the cum off, if you go to hide your cum and you leave your pants with your phone in it lying around, when you're placing your cum in the freezer gently so it doesn't rock back and forth, she's going to steal your phone and put this app
probably.
On it.
Probably. I don't trust them, though. Like, that old trick, my phone died. Can I borrow yours? But like, yo, here's 50 Cent. Find a payphone. I'm not, you know, I'm my shit.
Seat.
Fuck that, son. You ain't fucking putting no pirate.
I'm glad your
on
relationships
phone.
Are built on trust.
Yes. And that's why I have none.
Jesus Christ. Oh, John.
Bullshit, son. Fucking black market fucking shit.
So they took it down and they said it was too intrusive, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Even Google. It was too intrusive for
Google.
Wow.
Damn. And
NSA
Google's certified.
Like, we're the only ones who can track you.
Hell yeah. They're like, nah, we can't have that.
Well, girlfriend.
Where did this show up first? Brazil. See, first that was the country that it was put in the play market, and it was taken down, and it's never going to be put up again.
Did the shit actually work, though? Or?
Yeah, there was something like 100. It was only up for like 5 hours. No, it worked. It was only up for, up for 2 months. So that's 50,000 downloads in 2 months is really not that much.
They have a lot of shit. Like, my boy, his girl fucking left him, so, you know, he was worried, he missed her, so he started tracking her through her phone. I'm trying to remember what the program was.
That's not stalking at all.
No. I think she moved up to Binghamton, and one day he just randomly showed up to her job, and they went to the car, and they talked about things. I was like, damn, dude. Like, he was like, yo, we're going to get back together. I'm going to go home, get my shit. I'm moving in with her. I was like, all right, then.
He just found out that car insurance was like $100 a month up there. So
yeah,
just like,
that's
it.
What that was. It wasn't that she was paralyzed with fear, and I get random Facebook messages like, hey, whenever you want to
come. He's like,
yeah,
I'm going to go back and get my stuff. She's like, okay. All of a sudden, she was living in Albany.
Oh, no, he wasn't stupid. He was like, yo, I need help with these boxes. You coming with me?
He's like, don't you have a cousin?
I was like, damn, son. But, you know, he ain't wrapped up. He's an OG and shit. He ain't whooped. Faggot ass.
Well, Johnny, come on. Seriously, man.
So you never caught your girl spying on you, son?
No. There's trust.
You?
There's trust.
Damn.
Oh, here's actually a good point. This is in Time that I'm reading this.
Yeah.
They made a good point on here. It's just this, basically the boyfriend tracker app.
Yeah.
Just acknowledges too much that it's just a tracker app for.
But they
a
have
boyfriend.
Those. It's not. Like, no, I'm no, pretty no. Sure it's but not if, the best
yeah,
one,
that's what I'm, that's what they say here. It's like, well, why don't they just put the same app back up and just call it "What is my 10-year-old child doing?"
Oh.
My 10-year-old child that I'm sucking and fucking.
Is my 10-year-old child cheating on me with his teacher?
Yeah. And which is actually a valid question
yeah,
this
nowadays,
day.
Nowadays, yes.
Is my teacher sucking off my 14-year-old son?
Fucking kids get younger, teachers get hotter, so it's amazing. A lot of them are like 22, between 22 and 25. I'm like, fuck, man.
Like, you want to get up in that shit?
Hell yeah. Fucking 21 Drum Street, that shit. Go right back to high school. Like, hello. Fucking hang out, deal drugs, chill out.
Yeah, it sounds like, actually, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, son.
The only problem is you look very old.
I got it. Yo, once I shave all my shit off.
Oh, you got a little baby face going?
I that's what I've been told.
Yeah. I've never seen you.
Don't lie, sir.
I've never seen you without facial hair.
Yeah.
The only person I've seen in here without facial hair is Pepper.
Yeah, he went through that phase for a little bit. We had the ponytail. And shit.
Yeah, and he would occasionally shave off the beard. Oh, you had to shave off your beard, right?
Yeah, I won a Super Bowl bet.
Did you lose a Super Bowl bet?
No, I won the Super Bowl bet where I shaved my beard off and glued it to another man's face.
Ah, yes.
That's pretty good.
That's a good bit, man. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's me, Chris Stanley, winner. Thank you. Thank you.
Respect, son.
Well, beards are the new shit, so much so that Gillette sales are down. Every razor company sales are down.
See, I call bullshit on that
North
article.
America.
I call it bullshit.
Why? All
right, because you're not shaving your face. You got to shave your balls at least, right? Or what are you, narrowing your balls, man? You got to shave them shits. Right?
I guess. I mean, I use clippers to shave my balls.
Oh, you're a wild man, son. I shave my shit.
So you're going to use a sharp blade on your testicles
Yo,
rather
you
than...
you could easily get fucking ball skin in a razor and shit like that, though. The fucking clippers
you
use?
Dude, you guys got to laser the fucking hair off your balls.
No. What?
Please.
Who's got money like that?
You do.
I shave.
You
my
get
shit.
Groupons for laser hair removal all the time,
and be like, "Yo,
just put my balls out there, like, yeah just fucking turn my
shit." You don't
want to
get it. Really, the
well,
laser thing kind of hurts.
Does it, yeah, but how long does it take to grow back?
It doesn't grow back. It's laser. It's
You're
gone.
You
got to
do it. You got to do it five times, and it eventually does grow back, but much lighter.
Oh.
Wait, what? So the laser thing doesn't remove it forever?
No. Some people it does, but not all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no forever fucking thing. You kidding me?
I thought that's what the fuck you're paying for.
I'll tell
for.
You one thing. No. My back hair is much lighter since I got laser.
I don't have back God. Hair, man. I got to get on that.
I got a Groupon.
What? You don't have back hair. You
got to
get on that.
That's manly shit right there. Take my shirt off like Zangief and shit walking down the beach.
I do look like Zangief.
With a bunch of fucking bear fighting scars on your body.
Yeah.
Well, now that I got this mohawk, I look a lot like Zangief. So I'm helping Gillette sales by shaving my head.
All right.
Yeah, but nah, they sales can't, because I know they got a women's department too. Bitches stay shaving and shit. Their legs.
Yeah, that's true, but
armpits.
Their nether regions.
There yeah, but go. Pubic hair for chicks is coming back a little bit. Maybe that's hurting too.
I don't mind pubic hair on a chick though. I'm old school like that.
What am I going to do? Not have
like
sex
it.
With something that has hair on
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That don't bug me, man.
I had a buddy who's like, I don't like it. Me. I'm
is
like,
he a Drake fan?
I'm just like, that's a vagina in its natural habitat.
I love pussy, man.
I heard.
I adore that shit. I go down on it.
Did you notice that he tried to sound as much like Barry White as possible when he said that?
I just love it. It's a good time, son.
Just play the bet again.
Yo, but you really do use clippers on your balls?
Yeah.
You're a fucking dangerous man. You're wild.
I don't go all the way down. I put like a number 4 on there. Snap it on.
Damn, how much hair do you got down there?
Oh, a lot.
Work,
I'm quite
so
Italian,
sir.
It's fucking. You're looking at a fucking Sasquatch over there,
you
dog.
Fucking put deodorant on your nuts
before
you leave
the house. Look at this. There you go.
Yeah, my little brother's on that shit where they shave and all. I don't do none of that. Fucking natural, all natural. Fucking
a man shaving their arms is a little ridiculous.
I don't do that. No, motherfuckers, because they wrestle and shit, so they shave their arms and their legs.
They wrestle each other in the house.
No,
up.
That's a big no in my crib. Like, you don't do that shit. Take that shit outside,
all right,
Johnny.
Dude. We don't need to hear about your bigotry.
Yeah, shut up, dude.
Yeah, really, Johnny.
You leave that at the door.
Come on, man, Johnny, for real.
Did you shave your balls? I know you don't laser, because you definitely don't know how they work.
I lasered all the hair off my body,
sure,
except my
did.
Head. That's what you guys don't know about me. This arm hair I have, it's a wig.
It's like a merkin for your arms.
Exactly.
It's a fisting merkin. That's what it is.
Fucking fisting merkin?
Yeah. That's right. But yeah, you can tell that pubic hair could be coming back because of porn stars now have a lot of porn stars, the young up and coming ladies.
Well, I think what drives the pubic hair trends is men, and what drives what men want is porn stars.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how that turn happens. I guess maybe
everything
you can blame
back,
Sasha Grey.
She was, I think she was the first. She was definitely the first big porn star that was bushing it up. Yeah, because she knew she wasn't going to lose her fans, but she gained some hair. Because,
like, Nina Hardy never
up.
Fucking went, like, you know, bald or waxed floor. She always had some hair down
there.
Yeah,
but fucking Sasha Grey went straight bush.
That's true, too. She fucking shits on the industry. They hate in the porn industry, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
How do you know?
James Dean fucking came out and said she's a piece of shit. No, he didn't tweet me, asshole.
Why did he say she was a piece of shit?
Because she's fucking bashing porn and shit left and right now.
She's doing mainstream.
Like, she didn't want to be a porn star on Entourage. She wanted to be a fucking actor on Entourage. At the end of the day, she ended up being Sasha Grey porn star.
Yeah, then why did she take the role if it was such a big fucking problem?
She needed the money, I guess. But she shits on the porn industry. I got no problem.
Is she
made
like a techno
money.
DJ now?
Yeah, she actually had a big weekend in Brazil.
I'm a techno DJ right now. I mean, Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, but no. They're probably paying Sasha Grey to be
Brazil.
Yeah, good point.
She's in Brazil. They don't have sex in Brazil anyway. She's just DJing it up, making mad money doing DJing.
No, I think
I'm
she's
supposed
getting
to buy
dick
that.
While she's down there. She loves dick. I showed her in a movie.
She's an escort down there, I'm pretty sure.
I read it on the internet. Sasha Grey loves dick.
It was weirder. I read this weird blind item about, I think it was Sasha Grey, that she loves cock.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone that.
It's an inside secret, son. She gets paid a lot of money, though. That's some crazy shit. Like, you don't think bitches make a little bit too much money nowadays?
What, for porn?
Just anything in general.
No.
Because, they kind of say, like, no, they got this myth where, like, a woman makes 70-something cents on a dollar for every 99 cents a man makes. Just kind of bullshit.
What do you mean? Do you think it's unfair?
I think they make the same amount as men do nowadays. I don't think it's that fucking low.
I think there's less women in the workplace. There's a lot more women working part-time. I think that probably contributes to that.
I don't think so, man.
I definitely think there is discrimination towards women as far as getting promotions go.
Promotions, yeah, but I think they get the same pay rate. Like, if you're in the same office,
if they don't
get the same.
If they don't, a company will be sued.
Yeah,
I mean,
but they still bitching about, oh, we get 70 cents on the dollar bullshit, which is complete bullshit. Bill Burr actually had a good fucking thing on it. I forgot where the link was. I heard it. Fucking ripped it to shreds.
Well, I mean... Did you fact check Bill Burr?
Why would I have to fact check Bill Burr?
Because he's a fucking comedian. He's not any
he can't
source
be
of
right,
news.
Though. He has excellent points.
Points is not fucking facts. All
right.
All right. We've had a lot of talking points on here. I kind of like ball hair. No, you like to use a Bic. I like to use clippers.
Yeah.
I just lasered everything off. I told you about that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Those are all facts.
I don't know.
You can check them.
I think pay rate's kind of equal now. You still think men make a lot more than women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think as a rule I think if you average out all employed men versus all employed women,
you're going off
for
the number. I'm just saying if there's two people in a room and they do the same job, they making the same money. I think so.
Depends where. Depends what company.
Like most chicks I work with make fucking more money than
I'm sure women.
And they temps.
Women still have problems in the workplace with sexual harassment and all this. Men are predators. I think
sexual
that's definitely
harassment, dude. If you're gonna wear a skirt like that, come on. Sexual harassment, guys.
Johnny. Jesus H. Christ.
You're the kind of guy who just doesn't. You don't want your girl making more money than
you. That shit don't bug me. I don't mind a woman making more money than me.
Apparently, 70% of men are upset if their women make more money than them.
That's ridiculous. That's some stupid ass shit right there.
I read it the other day.
I'm not flip flopping.
And then, like,
either.
If
I don't mind
a
woman
making
more money,
and it like really hurts a relationship if all of a sudden a woman starts making more money and the man was making more money before.
I think it hurts more if she's shoving this shit in your face. But if she's making it and like being cool about it, yeah, fucking enjoy the free ride, man. Give her that dick, homie. Come home.
I think that might feel weird.
You think it'd bug if your chick made more money than you?
If she was picking up a lot of checks, it would bug me.
Damn, son. You are a scumbag extraordinaire.
Because I like to pay for my girlfriend to do things. I'm a scumbag.
What? I'm not saying you got to pay. Like, you like paying for everything for your girl?
Nah, she can split it. But if she just started being like, I got this. Don't worry about it.
I'm old school like that. I don't like a girl paying. Like, if we go out, I don't like a girl paying.
The same girl for a while. You'll be like, all right, pony up.
Well, there you go. I think it's a different thing, like how you raise and shit.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm Spanish, and Spanish households, well, not nowadays, but like when I was growing up, you don't really want a chick paying for shit.
My father would be an 83-year-old Italian man if he was still alive. He told my mother that she wasn't allowed to work when she got knocked up.
That's a fucking good guy right there. He's looking out for her health.
Yeah, no, because she didn't just turn to booze or anything.
Oh, sorry.
You see, I make him feel like an asshole sometimes too, Stanley.
Just fucking good. Family good.
Keep making him feel like an asshole.
Hicks, would you mind if your chick made more money than you?
She does. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, there you go. Hicks is a progressive man. You're the only caveman in the room.
I don't say it would bother me if she made more money than me. I'm just saying if she was throwing it in my face, picking up checks, buying me, like, things.
By all means, throw it in my face.
Hell yeah. Come home, be like, damn, baby. Yo,
I don't even take
job.
Money from my family. Ever.
Good.
That's, no.
It's different.
If they offer, I'll fucking
family
like, yeah,
will stab you in the back with that money later on. Yeah. Screw them.
Not that a chick won't. You're right on that, Stan.
The family's worse.
50-50. Nah, but
I just don't want to get too comfortable either. You know, you got to be on your grind.
All right, let's say it's your birthday and your chick bought you a car. Would you be tight?
A car?
Yeah.
What kind of car?
A nice car.
Cadillac.
Yeah, I'd probably have to take that.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Because you're a little bitch. It's paying for everything.
Damn, you just baited me with that one. I would just feel like every time I hit a pothole, it'd just be like a dick in my ass.
Like, that'd be crazy. Anything she bought you was in pink and shit, just so you know who gave it to you.
I wouldn't take those gifts. Why don't you buy anything?
Screw it. Who cares? Rock a pink fucking Cadillac. Whatever. It's like Elvis. Elvis wore a pink Cadillac. What's the big deal?
He died on the shitter, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's because he was eating pills all the time, not because women were buying him cars.
There you go. You'd be better off to know.
Didn't he buy that car?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Whatever. If somebody bought it for me, dude, masculine.
You'd be like Sam Rothstein in the New York and shit. You'd be looking good, son. Shitty gear. Fucking bad girl buying nice things. Oh, good times, bro. Don't give her the safety deposit box, kid. It never works out.
Casino's been playing a lot on HBO. I know. I've been watching.
I love that shit. I got it on Netflix, dude. You got to wait for it to come on. I watch it whenever I want, son. Oh, is your girl paying for the HBO too, big man?
No.
Damn, Stanley. Damn.
You pay for the HBO?
Yeah. I'm paying for the hubo.
Oh.
Does she pay for all the other channels, though?
Yeah.
I read something. Apparently, is Intel putting out a new cable company where you can actually pick and choose your cable channel?
A la carte, you mean?
I thought Apple was doing that.
Is Apple doing it? That sounds great to me, too.
They had dropped it beginning of the fucking first quarter this year. It was on NBC, on Rock Center, talking about that shit. I don't think that is going to... it sounds like a good idea, but at the end of the day, you're going to pay for the same amount of shit.
Well, I think here's the thing.
All the cars are expensive.
I think a lot of people are going to have a problem with that, like the guys who run these channels, because the way that they make a lot of their money, their ad revenue money, is they say, okay, let's say you want to advertise on MTV for, what's the fucking Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, we'll sell you that, but it costs this much, but it comes bundled with all these other crappy shows on crappy channels you never heard of. That's how they sell advertising now.
The a la carte's not going to be funny, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be just as expensive, maybe even as expensive, more expensive than cable.
Maybe.
Because you're going to be paying, like, you might get the gold shit, whatever.
But
like,
the thing that would be good about it for me is, like, you have to upgrade your cable before they let you pay for HBO. And I would rather just have basic cable and HBO, because what are you watching?
You can do
HBO?
That. You can still do that. You can tell your cable company, I want the regular package, and
I
charge more than
I tried
HBO.
To get Dish Network when I first moved into my place, and they were like, no, you have to upgrade, and then we'll let you buy HBO.
Oh, that's some hard shit.
Wait, so who wouldn't let you? The building or
Dish Network, the company.
Yeah.
Well, they tell you, what'd you have to upgrade?
You can't just get basic cable. Right. You have to get the whatever the first tier is called, silver package.
Yeah. You'll get it, dog. You get the Hopper, and they give you a free iPad. They give you an iPad too now.
They give you an iPad. What the hell's a Hopper?
A Hopper's like a super dope DVR that everyone has to.
It's some fucking tards in fucking Boston that advertise that shit. Those commercials are the worst.
The Hopper?
The Hopper. Yeah. You get a Hopper. You get an iPad 2. You get a Dish fucking network.
iPad 2.
Yeah, you get an iPad
2. Are they up to like 3?
sounds
like bullshit.
It's a free iPad.
Whatever, I could just steal one from a Starbucks.
There you go.
Hey, listen, it's my idea.
We were rehashing that, and he turned it from actually his idea of putting on ski masks and robbing Starbucks for the electronics.
Yeah.
Now he wants to write a screenplay about it.
That's right.
Like the Bling Ring.
Like the Bling Ring, exactly.
I liked it. Blue collar version.
Yeah, it's like a combination of the town and the bling.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great idea. Fucking rob Starbucks and goddamn coffee shops of not the register. Everyone's iPhones, iPads, and fucking
all those things are incredibly trackable.
I'm gonna tell. Yeah.
No.
A lead chest. Everybody loads it into a lead chest.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you take out the SIM cards and everything.
Yeah, exactly. You're throwing out fucking SIM cards. Who gives a shit?
But not on the fucking iPad. The iPad, you fucked.
Just turn it off.
And you got to return it back on. That's how that works. Once you turn it on, if they have that app,
yeah,
it's going to fucking take a picture of you. You're going to have the ski mask on.
I'm going to have a fucking ski mask on.
When you turn it on. Oh, man. I don't think you've thought this idea.
I don't think you've thought that shit about yourself, Giants. Why don't you get on my fucking back?
All right. Jesus. Fuck. I was looking out for you,
maybe
son.
Maybe the show needs a little introspection.
That's what I'm saying.
A little group therapy session going for the next episode.
You listen to iSociety Radio. Our Twitter account's at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is at facebook.com/HighSocietyRadio. We're on the MoreLikeRadio.com podcast network. And our website is newtrashcity.com. And you can find us on iTunes if you search New Trash City.
You know what? Fuck it. We also have a MySpace because Pharrell's bringing that back. High Society
Who's
Radio.
Who's bringing it back?
Pharrell.
Oh,
it's mad
JT?
Commercials. Hell yeah. We on MySpace too. We're bringing it back.
I love MySpace. What's so funny? I love it too.
But I love it for different reasons.
Good. Let's have sex with each other then. If you love MySpace.
That's what I call MySpace for.
Have sex. You guys should have sex for different reasons.
Oh, yeah. That's how we fucking unite the ideas and shit.
You know, I guess we're going to have sex. I think he's gay. I'm not, but I just want to get a nut off. So.
Oh, yeah, let's just make it work.
So I'm just going to shoot cum everywhere. I don't get it, Bronx Johnny. But know what I do get?
Mm.
LeBron's mom's a straight up hoe.
She is.
She is quite slow, son.
And she's captive. Who's she catching it from? Like some rapper dude?
Fucking, damn, what's this motherfucker?
The real Lambo? Yeah. As opposed to the real Rambo. So is this guy like that dude in Cali?
Oh, you gotta be a Miami head to know who he is because he's not blown up like that.
I'm not a Miami head.
All right. Well, he doesn't have a video, but we can listen to a track.
I love to listen to a track. This guy's piping out LeBron's mom.
This is how he wooed LeBron's mom, apparently. All
right.
Oh, apparently he doesn't even. Oh, here we go. Lambo music.
On it. Yeah, I was going to say. He has a fucking video up.
Good. Because I want to see this new hot shit.
Game Over Films. That's the crew.
Sounds pretty epic.
It's your people's music. Mm. Damn. It's like he's fucking your culture.
It's because it's rapping already. What the fuck?
It's mad hot in Miami, apparently, because you can't even wear a shirt. Is that.
Yeah, even fat guys don't wear shirts.
Rick Ross taught me that.
Oh, there's LeBron's mom. All right. She's in the video.
Rick Ross, the boss, right? I get that, right? That's what he said, Ross and boss, right?
Boss.
There's a lot of guns in this video so far.
That makes it pretty dope, then.
Yeah.
I guess LeBron ain't fucking with him, right? Because LeBron can't get guns. He don't know T.I., right? Mm. What? Wait a minute.
Can you put it up on the YouTube player?
This ain't the real video, is it? Where is this from?
February.
2013? He's on that auto-tune bullshit? Oh, damn, son. Mm. Damn, son.
He's wearing a Nat King Cole shirt, so he's a black hipster.
That's what's going on there?
Huh.
He's got a stupid beard, too.
Oh, he's in a fucking set of Training Day or some shit? Because there's niggas on roofs with guns. Mm-mm.
That was really good.
The song's not over yet. You just cut it off.
I think it was too much?
Was it too much?
You want me to turn this off? Because I'm feeling it.
Oh, where are you?
Yeah. Look, they're on 46th Street and 30th Avenue. I know where that is.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, 30th Ave. Back in the day when we were in Miami and shit, that shit was nuts.
We're playing Vice City, motherfucker.
We were popping off and shit. There's a purple building in the background and shit. Crazy.
Popping off so hard.
Just doing so much coke. It was fucking nuts.
Hanging out with Khaled and Ross.
I was filling up shotgun shells with coke and just blasting them in the air. That's how much coke we had when me and Stanley were running Miami.
White party? Yeah. Nice.
Every day was a white party, dog. every goddamn day.
So that's who's gunning fucking LeBron's mom down.
She like that woman gets around from the set. First one, if you just listen to the
Delonte West,
other rappers, other.
But is it even
athletes.
Like a thing? Is it even like a bragging right to say you fuck LeBron's mom at this point?
That's all you can really say.
It's
against
kind of
LeBron.
A dig. It's a kind of a dig at him for his mom being such a slut. But you know that is what that is.
I guess.
Greatest player of all time, but your mom's is a slut. So
how's that feel, huh?
Because you remember Jordan's dad was like a gambling addict and shit and got murdered.
Well, the rumor is that the father got murdered over Jordan's.
Yeah, I know. That's what they say. But his dad used to gamble too and shit. He used to be pretty big out in the Carolina casinos.
What does that
and shit.
Have to do with LeBron's mom being
saying
a
it's always the parents? Always the parents. The great ones always have shitty parents.
Gonna have her in the next video.
Oh, he did it to Montana Fishburne.
Yeah. Montana Fishburne, that is just sounds like a porn star name.
Yeah, that was
like, it sounds
a good
like a
video
bad
either.
Porn star name. She's a bad porn
she
star.
She had a steroids ass, man. She had pimples everywhere and shit. Her ass looked at her daddy face. It was terrible.
Oh, stop.
Couldn't rock with that.
It was very blotchy.
Stop.
Bring it up a lot on you.
Johnny, stop.
Shit was bad, son.
It was bad, dog.
I was just playing again.
Oh, yes. Keep it
rolling.
It's
just looping.
I just want to hear Dario Lambo constantly.
And you know, yo, she had to have likes. She has to have been, 19 likes he had on the video? How many likes does he have?
19 likes. 76 dislikes.
Ouch.
Damn. See what the haters going to hate, son. Don't let them hate on you like that.
His boys in the hood ain't fucking back.
The first comment, like if you came here because of the Complex article, which blew him up for fucking LeBron's mom, has 79 likes and zero dislikes.
Ah, YouTube, you son of a bitch.
How could you dislike that?
Oh, man. Sons of bitches out there, B.
I don't get it, dog.
I know he takes care of his mother and shit. Like, why are you doing that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking dick fiend. Since she's just out there fiending for some dick, dude. Keep it inside. You got an AC, you got central air in your crib. You got a pool. You got grandkids and shit.
Somebody named Danny Grayson, whose avatar is London Calling, writes certified hood classic. I take his opinion.
Hey, that guy likes to clash. He definitely knows a hood classic when he hears one.
But so he's got a lot of guns in this video. This had to be on WorldStar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, everything's on. We're on WorldStar right now.
Are we on WorldStar?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to WorldStar.
I think black people are coming here and beat the shit out of us. or we're going to beat the shit out of them. I don't know. Go
well,
way.
I think if we knew karate, I think we'd get to beat them up.
Okay.
Was WorldStar, right?
Apparently,
is that how that
you
works?
Know some hard-ass fucking fighting style to do all that bullshit. Terrible.
But, so that guy's got a stupid beard. He's rubbing it on LeBron's mom's asshole. He's eating her pussy. And
I guess that's what's happening.
Yeah, probably. He's definitely got to be eating puss because, you know, somebody had to buy him all those cars for that video. And I doubt the real
Lambo. I don't think
Lambo.
It was fucking that long ago,
I
son.
I don't think the real Lambo has money for a real Lambo.
Hey, you know how NBA players get down. Somebody's going to bring that shit up when they're playing. Fucking Kevin Garnett telling Carmelo his chick will taste like 100 Cheerios. Was OD funny, son. That's that man's wife. He was like, yo, she tastes like 100 Cheerios. Oh. Love it.
He gets his, Garnett, I'll tell you that much.
Apparently he got the dude's wife.
I guess. That's mean.
Not even mad at him.
All right, so as long as we're talking about this stuff. Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we're out.
Realize, we have one more topic left here on this list.
What list? That would mean we prep for the show.
Tease it for next week. What's the topic?
It says Australia trying to help ugly vagis. Feminists fighting that shit.
Oh, yeah.
The person who's hyped about this put together this topic.
Hey,
also something on here says hoes making too much money.
Hey, we touched on that though, so we took care of that.
See, this is what you're getting with High Society Radio. Real hard hitting social commentary. Like hoes making too much money.
Also, it's the wrong form of two. It should be two O's.
Oh, all
right,
God.
Shut the fuck up, man.
This is embarrassing. I don't even feel good about the show anymore. Oh, no. I don't know. Johnny, what am I going to do with myself?
I don't know. Say you're in the mood for crab legs and shit?
Yeah, actually I am.
Let's go get some crab legs.
I'd love to get some crab legs.
Wow. Where are we going to go?
Well, I think I know just the spot.
You do?
It's called Crabby's. And it's downtown.
Nice.
And it's delicious. So in 2 minutes, we're going to be gone.
There's 2 minutes left of this?
2 minutes left in the song.
Nah.
Oh.
It's High Society Radio. Hit us up on Twitter. At HS Radio Show. Hit us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/High Society Radio.
Boom.
And obviously hitting us up on MoreLikeRadio.com. Coming up next is Brain Stew.
It's my shit.
For all your cannibalistic stew needs. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Peace out.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.